Hello.
Hey. How are you doing?
Hello. Good. Jason, you can't just call people and record their conversation and not tell them. That's illegal.
Yeah, there might be some legality issues to it, but usually I do that, but since you already know that I do that because you've listened to the podcast, you can just
That's
tell
true, people. But I didn't anticipate it being sprung on me.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess you should just give them some of your credits, like your Instagram and your Twitter.
Great. Oh, yeah, that's my biggest credit right now. Yeah. My own Instagram page. Well, my Instagram is at the Nicole Conlon, because there's a 14-year-old girl in Australia who took Nicole Conlon, and she hasn't updated it in 4 years. So I feel like
you should contact Instagram about getting that.
I think I should go after her. But my Instagram is the Nicole Conlon, and I have no credits. I'm very unsuccessful.
Okay, that sounds good.
You might have seen my writing on the Snapchat mystery series Solve, or in A Prairie Home Companion.
Oh, those sound fancy. Well, I'll be sure to put all your credits up along with this as the intro.
Great. Make up some more credits so I sound better.
Okay, I'll make up some credits on the fly.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye, Jason.
Bye.
Is the lies we tell. It's the lies we tell. We tell lies.
Yeah. Where are you guys doing that show now?
The Comedy Store.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I haven't been to it since it was at
Nerd
Melt.
Yeah, it's doing a lot better at the Comedy Store because, like, Nerd Melt wasn't pushing us or anything, like in advertisements, and the Comedy Store, like, pushes us and, like...
That's great.
So we're getting, like, selling out and stuff, so it's really good. It's starting to be fun.
Good.
Which is good. So it's getting less stressful.
That's good. So it's so nice when comedy is fun, right?
It's right? Never been fun for me.
It's so rare.
I have fun at festivals, but that's usually about it, I feel like.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, I have fun in town every once in a while, but most of the time it's like, I don't really feel like getting off work and then having to go do stand-up, like, immediately.
Yeah.
So, I won't have to get a drug addiction or something.
Perfect. Yeah, do that. All the people that I know who've done that are very happy.
Oh, really? That's good that worked out. So, I'm glad. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to look into it. I was going to Google and see what drugs I should get into. Uh-huh. But I don't know. What kind do you think I should do?
Do you smoke weed? I feel like you already do right?
Yeah. I smoke weed. There's a pen right next to me. It's never too far away.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Yeah. my old roommate Billy's always trying to get me to do mushrooms.
Oh, I love mushrooms. Okay, I've only taken them once. Well, that's not true. I've taken them multiple times, but I've only tripped hard once.
Got it. How was it?
It was weird. Uh-huh. I did it in the mountains, and I ended up becoming like I turned into like my dad. To the woods. Like, I was going around telling trees they had bad haircuts, and it was really terrible. It was, like, fun, but it was like I was upset. Like, I was an upset dad.
With the trees.
With the trees and, like, their goofy haircuts. And then I saw this, like, there's this house in front of us that, like, they cleared the trees out. And the way they had it, I guess... what is it called? Like when they landscaped. They had
landscaping.
Yeah,
okay.
They had landscaping done. We call it mowing grass back where I'm from. But they had some landscaping done, and it looked to me like a skull and crossbones, like with shutter shades on it. It had like pistol guns like that. And
it was hyper specific. Was this like in the grass, or was it like a topiary?
It was a house cleared out. In the middle of a mountain.
Okay.
So it looked weird anyway, but it was so far away, it just looked like a skull shutter shades.
The whole picture of the what you were seeing, the vista. Okay. I'm interested to see what you're...
Dude, I painted it. Yeah, there it is. That's weird. That's the first time I've ever been able to find something that quick. But see, that's the roof of the house.
It's weird because when I was holding it upside down, I was like, oh, yeah, I could see how that would be a house in the mountains. But it's very, if you hold it the right way up, it's a, It's a skull with a mohawk, mullet, and shutter shades.
And a rat tail. I forgot about the rat tail. Rat tail was this thing, like it was like a, they were clearing off stuff and this was mud.
So, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. It's very weird, but I called that cool guy house. And like anytime I'd like be freaking out on mushrooms.
I love that your idea of what a cool guy is rat tail and shutter shades.
Well, it's somebody that's like completely trying to be cool, like he's overdoing the
for
cool.
Sure. All right,
so
cool
like
guy.
It would make me laugh every time, like I was like freaking out. I'm like, oh my god, like mud not mud's after me or whatever. And I look over there and it's like cool guy house and he's just got his finger pissed and he's like, keep it together, bro. And
yeah.
I'm just like, I would laugh and then I'd be like, you're right, cool guy house, and then I'd go back to yelling at trees. It was nuts.
This is what every story about mushrooms is that I've ever heard, and every time I'm like, that sounds horrible, and then everyone's like, no, it was like that, but it was super fun. And I was like, nothing that you just described sounds fun at all.
I put it off for so long because my girlfriend wanted to do it with me, and like I was like, dude, I got so many demons, I ain't gonna let them all out at one time. You're crazy. I was upset with it, dude. I did not want to do it. And then she was like, you'll be fine. And then I took way more than I was supposed to. I was like, if I'm going to meet my demons, I'm going to come in like, fucking strong.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm busting in their living room and kicking my feet up. And so I took a bunch of it. The whole time it was just like, oh, I'm tripping. It's like, I don't want to be. And then it's like, I forget for a while. And then I'm like, I don't want to be. And I forget for a while. But it was fun.
Yeah.
Coming off of it, you're real weepy. You get real emotional.
See,
I don't like that. That's
part
almost
of the reason that I
can
never
it.
Do it. Because I don't do anything. Mm-hmm. And a big reason is, like, I'm from Colorado. So everybody's like, what? You don't smoke weed? Mm-hmm. You live in L.A. and you used to live in Colorado and you don't smoke weed? And it's like, well, every single time I've tried, I've just, like, wept.
with weed?
Yeah, weed makes me,
oh,
like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's also, like laughing gas at the dentist. Every time I have to have, like, a dental procedure, I'm like, you can't give me laughing gas. Otherwise, I will just start crying. And I can't control it.
Wow,
and I don't know why.
Crazy.
So, then when everybody else is like, I have one.
They need to do a better job. Like, weed's making you cry.
Yeah. I do wonder, because now it's been so long, because when you cry multiple times doing something, eventually you get to the point where you're like, you know what, this thing's just not for me. So now I do wonder if I tried it again, if it would be better. But I did a bunch of edibles this summer, and it just didn't feel like anything. I felt like a little lightheaded.
Well, sometimes you can't get, like, I don't know, I've been weird with edibles out here, because sometimes I get them super strong, and like they won't seem like nothing. And sometimes someone will tell me they're like the strongest thing, and like it's a waste of time.
Yeah,
like,
I took Snoop Dogg brand edibles.
Oh, wow, that should get you somewhere.
You'd think so, right? They tasted, they were delicious. They were like Sour
Patch
Kids.
Not, no, those are great,
Yeah, they were really good, but I guess maybe, I thought I took like a lot because I got to the point where I was like, these are delicious. And I just kept eating them because they're candy. But I just got like dizzy and lightheaded, but I didn't feel like, it just felt like I stood up too fast. That's all that it felt
That's probably not worth the money.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah, I was in San Francisco for a week and it had just been like legalized or something. Mm-hmm. So I was going to go get a bunch of cookies and like go to the movies because MoviePass was still working fine.
Yeah.
It was like a great time in my life. And so I go there and I get 70 milligrams of cookies. And I'm like, this would do, you know, 3 or 4 days the whole time I'm here.
Yeah.
And I eat every one of those in the movie theater. Didn't get high.
That sucks.
I was pissed. That was like, I ate $50 worth of cookies, dude. Are you kidding me? $50 and like this movie still sucks.
What movie was it?
Oh, my God. I saw so many movies that week. Yeah. I was like, I didn't want... San Francisco's expensive, so as soon as I went to go get a crepe or something, that's like $22. I'm like, all
right. It's a lot for a crepe.
I was like, I'm here all week, and I'm not making that much money. So
yeah.
I decided that I would just go get breakfast every morning and then go hit the movies with some
with
weed.
MoviePass, you can only see one a day, right?
Yeah, one that's a day. Yeah, but I would use the one a day and then I'd sneak into another one once I got done. You know, spend like 6 hours at the movies.
Yeah.
I used to do that when I was a kid. And then this is probably 4 years ago. There's this bowling alley that's like a bowling alley. It's an
in
arcade.
North Carolina or here?
This is South Carolina. Yeah.
South Carolina.
Yeah, which is like 15 minutes from my house. But they had an arcade, a movie theater, a bowling alley, concessions, and one other thing. It was like laser tag or something.
Yeah.
It's like one of those huge things. And I went at like 3 o'clock and there was no one in there. Like, everything was lit up, but no one was in there. Uh-huh. No one was at the thing, and I was like, this is weird. And I sat there, like, stood there for, like, 5 minutes, and I was like, I'm just going to go in. And so I went in and watched National Treasure 2 by myself. It was playing by itself with no one in there.
Great.
And I walked out and didn't see anyone and then just went home. I was like, wow, that was amazing. It's like it's like I went and saw the movie in the apocalypse. It was like crazy. I was like, and National Treasure 2 is what was playing.
Yeah. It's one of the best things in the world is seeing a movie completely by yourself. And it hasn't happened to me in years.
Oh, I swear. I was probably the only one in that entire building. Like,
that's crazy.
It made no sense to me. I'm like, somebody's doing something they're not supposed to. Where'd you grow up?
Outside of Denver. In Golden, Colorado.
Golden, Colorado. Yeah. And is that like a small like town or is it like a city?
It's the original capital of Colorado, but because it's like right where the mountains start. Like literally like you can walk out your back door and just be on the first mountain of the Rocky Mountains. And so the capital eventually moved to Denver because there wasn't enough room for the city to expand. So it's like as big as a city that's next to a mountain can be. But it's people know it because it's where Coors Beer is from and it's all over the label.
Oh, okay.
And
I
so the Coors family,
you'd think I'd know that. A lot of stuff. With this accent, I should know. Be like, are you from where the Blue Mountains?
Yeah. Yeah. It's there.
Silver Bullet? Silver Bullet, is that what they call that? Or is that something else?
Probably, but I don't know.
I drank a Keystone Light the other day with Sean White. That is the white trashest beer I've ever had in my life.
Every time you say his name, I think you are referring to
the skateboarder. Yeah, everybody does. I was like, yeah, my friend Sean White. I'm just not going to tell anybody. I'm going to be like, yeah, I hang out with the little skateboarder. Not the alcoholic comic in North Hollywood.
You're going to have to edit that out. Why not?
No, I probably won't. He knows. He knows.
Yeah, because I know this podcast is about lies. So you were like, yeah, I drink a fucking Natty Light or whatever with Sean White. And I was like, is that the lie? Am I supposed to call him out on the lie?
I honestly did think about doing that, of hiding a lie throughout the podcast and just see if I can get away with it.
Yeah.
But I haven't done that yet. But I've been thinking about it.
I mean, you could do it now. I wouldn't know. I'm very gullible.
I'm a very good liar. I'm a very good liar.
I've learned that. I listened to some episodes of the podcast, and I've learned that.
You're like probably one of the only ones that's ever listened to the podcast before.
There's only, or at least I have a shitty podcast app, so maybe they didn't all go there, but there's only like 5 episodes.
Oh, no.
Right now, right?
Are you a Stitcher?
No, I'm on Pocket Casts.
Pocket Casts. Oh, wow. There's so many Android ones. Like,
I
didn't realize when I was with my iPhone that there's so many places you're supposed to put your podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have like 6 or 7 things that my podcast goes up on.
Interesting. Oh, I should switch to a different app then, because it was, I listened to the first one, the one with Maggie, and then
Maggie Mayfish,
one other one that I can't remember now. I was on a plane. I listened to it on a plane and I was like very air sick, so I was like listening to the podcast, but I was also like, okay, Nicole, just breathe, just don't throw up on this airplane.
Well, I'm glad that we could keep you from throwing up.
Yeah, it's, I appreciate your help,
keep your mind off of it.
Yeah, exactly.
So did you tell any lies in the Silver Bullet Mountains? I can't say Silver Bullet to save my life. Silver Bullet.
you just did it.
I know.
You nailed it.
Yeah. So did you tell any lies?
I used to lie all the time about everything. And then for a while, I was in like a radical honesty phase. And then a lot of it was like, this does not pay. It doesn't make life better to tell the truth. And now I think I've sort of evened out to like a normal amount of lying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what happened to me, because I lied so much as a kid and I kept getting caught.
Yeah.
That I was just like, you know what? This is like too much work. And then I just started telling the truth. And then I got in the habit of doing that. And then I just let the little lies sleep in.
Yeah.
And it's
because I listened to the podcast and you were saying it's like there was no reason for it. Like I would just lie about anything.
I would get bored. I was
anything.
I sometimes I'll still find myself lying about something, and I'll be like, I have to tell them that's a lie as soon as I'm finished with this.
Yeah.
Like, because my girlfriend's like really gullible and stuff too, so I'll just say something and she'll believe it. I was like, you know, I'm joking, right?
So am I. And it's crazy, I lie all the time, but I also believe anything anybody tells me.
Oh, I believe anything I say. Like, that's how bad I am.
Yeah. Oh, I said that really convincingly. That's probably true. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you said that
yeah,
like you believed it.
Yeah. But I'm like, yeah, I'm terrible at like using deductive reasoning or context clues mm-hmm. to call like other people out on their lies.
Yeah.
And then I'll find out like months or years later and be like, oh, that explains a lot of very obvious things that were confusing to me that
yeah.
I didn't know at the time.
Yeah, I got to work like in LA especially. I felt like I got better at telling if people were liars and stuff because yeah. people lie differently out here.
Do they?
Yeah, and it's mostly about what they do or what they have achieved.
Oh, interesting.
And I find it's so interesting going to a party and then just like someone's talking to you and you're like, this is complete bullshit. Like you don't have any reason.
I don't go out. I like don't go to parties and stuff.
Oh, really?
So I don't talk to that many new people. Mm-hmm. So like a lot of my friends that are here are friends who moved from New York who I've known since I was like 18. So
yeah.
they have no reason to lie to me, really.
Yeah.
But I should go to parties and meet more people.
Yeah, I'll take you to some because some of them are comics, and then uh-huh. the ones that are really weird are when it's non-comics and like.
Like English. Actors, like straight
yeah,
actors
yeah. and stuff. Because I went to this one rooftop party across the street from the Comedy Store once, mm-hmm. and I've never had the dullest conversations as I've had with these people. I was like, oh my God. I ended up just like leaving after maybe 20 minutes.
Interesting.
It's just.
I was just in. I just got back yesterday from New York, and I did a couple shows while I was there. And at one of them, the host, who's a friend of mine, who I don't know him from outside of comedy, but he like has a whole outer life.
Yeah,
like he's a comic. He's really, really good. But he's also like, no, I have like a career.
Yeah.
And so like all of his friends from like college and his real life were there. And I was talking to some of them afterwards and they were talking to me about like, oh yeah, I'm the VP of a like food distribution company. And like all of these things that I was like, wow, I have no like mental point of access to this conversation.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
I don't want to be a dick to you, but I truly don't even know, like
I can't connect on any
beyond
level.
Like
no.
What is your job? I'm just like, I don't know what to say.
I'm
to
bad
you about
at small
anything
talk. I'm so bad at small talk
yeah.
that people aren't like, not with comics necessarily or like mm. people that I feel like I relate to, but it's when you're put in those weird situations where you're like in a hoodie and somebody's wearing a suit and you're
yeah,
outside
it's
of
always
a pool.
That.
It's like, oh my God.
Wait, you're outside of a pool?
Yeah. Like at this
why
place,
would you be in a hoodie and a suit outside
dude,
of a pool?
It was wintertime, first off, at this rooftop pool party. It's wintertime.
That feels like poor planning on the
yeah.
party host's
everybody's
part.
Wearing suits and like dresses, and I'm in there just like, I just got done with something. And so I switched shirts. I had t-shirt and hoodie.
Uh-huh.
And so I was just t-shirt and hoodie out there, and like they didn't even want to let me in.
Yeah.
And then they finally let me in, and I go out there, and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm so out of place. I was like, no wonder he was like skeptical about me. I was getting upset. I was like, how dare you? How dare you? This
and
is
then
a-
and then you get up there, and you're like, oh, I think you were actually doing me a favor by not letting
left.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah, I should have left right away, sir. You should have just said you're not dressed appropriately. I've been like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But. No, I don't know. Those are terrible. They just lie all the time about weird stuff. Like this one guy was telling me he had like a lit agent or something like that, but he was writing something else. And I was like, well, that's not what you have a lit agent for. Like his lies were just falling apart. And I was like, I know a little bit about those type of agents.
Yeah.
But he was just bullshitting me. And I like called it early on. I was like, oh, I'm just going to check out.
Yeah, it's all that bullshit I always fall for because I so am not taking care of my career in the sense that like I have no idea. I'm not repped. I don't know how to get repped. I don't fully understand what reps do or like how anything in the business works.
Nobody
I just
wants
like
to tell you. Either.
Nobody wants to tell you. And so when people are like, oh, my agent and my manager are doing all of this stuff and I just have all this work that I want to produce and I'm going to meetings and doing deal and like all of this stuff. I'm like, boy, that sounds complicated and hard. And then I just believe it. And then like months later, I'll be like, oh, wait, that person has nothing going on.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to sound interesting.
Majority of
I remember
like
before
that,
I moved to LA, I did like a 1 week visit just to be like, should I go?
Mm-hmm.
The like,
that's more than I did.
The test the waters visit. And so I asked all my friends because so many people went to LA and were like, it's all those dumb statuses that are like, two more meetings today in LA. That's like, why would you post? I hate it so much. But I was like, well, I guess you're supposed to do that. So I messaged all those people and was like, hey, I'm an idiot. I don't know how any of this stuff works. I'm going to LA for a week. how do you set up meetings? Who should I contact? Like, what's the deal with that? Do your reps do that? Like, what's the deal? And then universally, when I asked them directly, almost all of them were like, oh, I didn't really meet with anybody. I just kind of went on a vacation and like hung out with my friends and stuff. And I was like, so people just post about all the stuff they're doing in LA to look cool, but none of them are going for like anything.
No. And like, because most meetings turn to nothing anyway, nobody like even if they did, like it didn't work.
Yeah.
They're still in the same place.
Yeah. Career bragging or like career lying is always funny to me because it's like, one, I'm so unsuccessful. Why would anybody lie to me? Like, who are you trying to impress? If you were like, yeah, I'm going on a lot of auditions and not booking things, I'd be like, cool. That's, I don't even know how to go on auditions.
Yeah, I would relate better to that. I love hearing people fail.
Yeah. And then people will be like trying to claim to be successful. And I'm like, great. Then we still don't have anything to talk about. Yeah. Do you want to talk about my web series that got 40 views? Because I can tell you all about that if you want.
That was very difficult time for me.
Yeah, it was a real passion project for me and nobody liked it.
Just refreshing the page 38, 39. We're climbing. Stuck at 40.
Yep.
That's hysterical. Oh, damn. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I see people do it on social media a lot, like Instagram and stuff, where comics post the shows they're doing in L.A. or whatever a lot. And I've got to where I stole that from a bunch of people, too, because I saw it work.
Yeah?
Yeah, I saw my friends that did that. I saw them starting to, like, have an actual career. It was almost a, it was the weird fake it till you make it thing.
Maybe that's what I need to do, because I do try to be very, like I post about shows... Because it's like, I've hosted shows and the comics haven't posted about it. And I'm like, are you embarrassed of doing my show?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I post, but I don't, like, once a year somebody will see a post on social media and then go to the show. So I'm not, like, expecting anything out of it. And I always think it's weird when people post all their stuff. But maybe part of the reason I'm, well, see, I don't ever get booked is because people are like, well, nobody else is booking
Nicole. Yeah, that could be it. I post pretty much every show I do because I was doing it just because I saw my friends doing it and they were doing well. And so I just started doing that. And then people would come out and it was weird. It'd be like people from work or somewhere else. Like they had random people.
Weird.
And so it's like it kind of works. So like if I just want to see my friends, they know where to see me.
Yeah.
Is what it feels like.
That's true. I guess if I am trying to be better about going to other people's shows. And if I see a show with like four of my friends on it, then it's like, okay, great. I can rack up the friendship points for all those people at once if I go. So I'll go to those.
This is a network gold mine.
Yeah, networking with my other unemployed friends on the free comedy show. Yeah,
hopefully one of us have a good idea.
We'll see how many podcasts we can pitch tonight. So I'm trying to be better about that, but then I never like post like a picture of my face with 12 dates on the side.
Yeah,
one because I don't get booked that often, I don't have 12 dates to post.
I forget about it. Like I'll post them on my website so I know where they are. Nobody goes to my website to look at the shows, but that's pretty much my Google Calendar. Like I know where my shows are, and I don't know. I'll forget to post stuff on there, and then
just not go to the show.
Yeah, just not go to the show. Like if you don't tag me on Instagram.
Yeah.
About your show, I'll forget about it.
Yeah.
I'll straight up forget about it. But then there's people that will like tell me a show, like I have a show that's like 2 or 3 months away and there's already a poster for it.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just like, my God, dude, you don't know how LA comedy works because like.
Yeah, half those comics are going to drop off. Yeah.
As soon as a paid job comes, none of those people, I'll be there. I'll be there. But half those comics won't be there.
Look, when a comic drops off that show, please forward the producer my way because I got nothing in the pipeline
right
now.
You'll
be
on every show that I'm on. Great. <pretty much. laughs> I'll just send you some of my dates when I like want to leave
town.
Perfect. I'll be like,
perfect.
Just take these. They're all in bars and they all give you one drink.
Great. Sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
There is, but like. On social media, there's also this thing right now where people, it's like popular to be like, super honest and like, yeah. like guys, I know that we only show our best sides of ourselves on social media. So I want to show myself right now. I'm struggling. I follow a lot of like dumb yoga girls on Instagram with like 40 paragraphs of caption being like, sometimes I get depressed too, even though I'm really hot and making all my money off of Instagram. Yeah,
what are you talking about? It is a disease then.
But there are certain comics right now. It's really bad in improv because
oh, I forgot you're a part of that world.
Yeah, I got one foot in the improv world. Look, when improv is the best, it's the fucking best.
Yeah, I've seen some good ones.
It's the greatest divide between like the best.
You can see an okay comic. You can't see an okay improv.
Yeah, you're either seeing the best improv or you're seeing something unwatchable. Oh. It's really, really bad. But a lot of them are like, man, there's this person who I'm going to tell a pretty specific story because I know she's not listening to this podcast, but she posted a Facebook status that was like, okay, guys, I think we all need to be a little bit more honest about ourselves. And I just want you all to know that my parents pay my rent. If people weren't, as comedians, like everything is expensive and we all need help sometimes. And I want to break down barriers and talk about it. And the way it came off was just like, you're just bragging about being rich now.
Yeah. Now making us feel bad because your parents pay.
Then like a bunch of other improvisers in the comments were like, this is really brave. And this gives me the bravery to say that my parents also pay my rent. Oh. And it's like, what are you guys? You guys are missing the point of like acknowledging like when you have money, which is like, I have advantages that other people don't have. You guys are just straight up having a little like rich club online where we can all see it.
That's
and
great.
It's very uncomfortable.
I love that. That's so funny. I would have just went off on them. I think if they were on mine, I'd be like, yeah, I was homeless. So yeah, until you live in your van for a couple cold nights, I don't think you need to talk about how you're struggling.
Yeah, it's a very specific kind of dishonesty.
Yeah.
Like masquerading as being very honest. And it's like, nah, dude.
You used to lie all the time.
Yeah.
And
just about like nothing. Just about like just stuff that didn't even matter. Like, oh, where'd you go for lunch today? I went to Burger King. I'd be like, you ate at home. Why would you lie? Yeah. There's literally no reason to lie about that.
Just make yourself look worse.
Yeah,
like, I had a healthy lunch, but I'm going to say Burger King.
Yeah, just literally about nothing. The big thing was like, my dad is, I'm just like my dad, and we're both like super idiosyncratic, and like everything makes sense in our brains.
Yeah.
But to other people, everybody's like, what are you doing? And so whenever we would try to like, if my mom and I were like going out of the house when I was a little kid or whatever, my mom would be like, okay, I'm going to tell your dad that you have a doctor's appointment and we have to go to that, even though we're just running errands or whatever, because otherwise he's going to ask me 10 million questions. And don't. And it's not like he like, I don't want to make my dad sound like he's like a mean guy who wouldn't let us leave the house. Yeah. It would just be like my mom would be like, okay, Nicole and I are going to go run errands. And my dad would be like, well, why don't you go later when traffic won't be as bad? And like,
he tries to streamline it.
Yeah. He tries to make it better. And so with my mom, it was always just like, it'll just be easier if we just tell your father.
Yes. Stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. And so I think like, I got it in my head that like, lying makes everything easier, which a lot of times it does.
I feel like I think I just discovered a lie. I got told a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah, my mom and my sister, anytime like they were talking or something, like low voice, I'd be like, what are you guys talking about? They'd be like, period stuff. It'd make me feel so uncomfortable that I wouldn't say anything. And I would just sit on the couch being like, wow, they talk real low about period.
Yeah, secretly they were always like, I think Jason got hit in the head really bad.
Yeah, no. My dad,
something is different about him.
Dude,
it's
I got
weird.
Fired from Whole Foods because they thought I was slow.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't find out. And what? All right. So I worked at Whole. My buddy, Nick Aragon.
Great.
You know him.
I don't, but
he
sounds like a Lord of the Rings character.
Yeah, he's a Aragorn. It's something
not
like
Aragorn.
That.
Okay.
Yeah, I keep getting them. I'm known him longer than anybody, and I can't get his last name right. But anyway, he got me a job at Whole Foods. He worked at the smoothie place, and they made me a cashier.
Mm-hmm.
And I would smoke so much weed before I would go in. I would just be eating pineapples and chocolate at the register, and like I wasn't learning anything.
Uh-huh.
Like, they wanted me, like, in my head, I was like, I'm not going to make it past 90 days here.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, I don't want to be here. This is just for a couple of weeks or whatever. But I told him I was going to be there for life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just didn't care about the job. And they said that I was so slow in the way that I walked and the way I wasn't picking up anything that they thought I was mentally, like, retarded.
That's crazy.
And I didn't know that.
Did they tell Nick?
They told Nick after I was already fired. Uh-huh. Like, they didn't say anything for the longest time. They fired me because of my body language.
Oh.
They said I had bad body language.
Weird.
Yeah, and I was like, I had to go home and, like, look that up. I'm like, did I just look like I didn't want to be there? Like, how does that
work? I mean,
work?
You probably did.
Probably did. I mean, I have a little bit of a hunch when I'm, like, sad, you know? So, I don't know. I just didn't want to be there. And, like, I didn't know that they
fired
me.
That does raise some weird ethical questions about, like, wait a second. Did you think that you fired a disabled person and then you lied to them?
Yeah, exactly. It was insane. I was like, I think I might have a case against them.
Yeah.
Like, no, you thought I was mentally handicapped.
And I know I'm not mentally handicapped,
that
would
be
still
the
like the
best
lawsuit money.
Judge Judy. I would go on there in a heartbeat, dude. Just be like, this accent is crippling my life. I need disability.
My grandma, before she died, she had a brain abscess and she sort of like lost it a little
bit. What's an abscess?
It's like when you get an infection in your like it's like a zit inside of your brain. It's like there's like pus inside it. It's very gross.
And those are common or non-common?
Non-common.
Okay, good. I don't want to have to worry about it later tonight.
No, you're good. You're good. She got it as a result of some like very bad dental work that she had done.
Ooh.
So just don't go to like a cheap dentist.
Oh, my mom goes to a cheap dentist.
Tell her not to, man. But regardless, it like messed up her brain, and so she just like lost like any filter that she had. And at one point, I wonder if I should, how can I rearrange the story? So, whatever. It's one
are
of
you
my
trying
aunts,
to take the N word out?
No, I'm not. Wow. Why did you jump to that right
that's
away?
That's what my grandma would have said. She lost all filter and then the N word just started coming out. That's what I would think.
My dad has a lot of brothers and sisters. And so one time, like my immediate family was in the room with my grandma, and just out of nowhere, not like in response to anything anybody had said, my grandma was just like, you know, all of your, I'll use a different name. All of your Aunt Kate's teachers always thought that she was retarded, but I never got her tested 'cause that would have been too embarrassing for me. And we were like, what?
That is so funny.
I guess we haven't talked much about lies. You keep trying to redirect it to the point of the podcast that I keep being like, I have other stuff to talk about.
No, it always ends up like that, I feel like. Lies just is a jumping off point because I think that's the most interesting thing to lie about something.
What is still the thing that you lie about most often?
About the most often, what do I lie about? Wow. I don't lie that much anymore, but I guess I'd say like I'm fine.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine.
My old therapist in New York eventually had to put a moratorium on me using the word fine.
Yeah.
Because she kept being like, yeah, Nicole, you come in here every week and say you're fine. Yeah. And then we talk some more. And it turns out you're very depressed all the time. You can't keep being like, no, I'm fine. Everything's okay.
Yeah. Fine is just like normal depression or whatever. It's just like, it's steady.
I'm still functional. Like,
yeah. I'm here.
I'm just sad all the time. I'm still going to work. I'm just very, very unhappy.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Because I'm very much like because my parents never fought or anything.
Yeah.
We were just like very quiet. If they were mad, they would just like be quietly mad at each other. And 3 days later, everything would be normal and fine.
So they just like pushed it way down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's where I get it. But I also have like no model for fighting. So I've been in previous relationship with guys who really wanted to fight. And I would just sort of sit there and be like, okay, I don't understand what is happening.
Yeah.
And it was, I think, always very disappointing for them because they were like looking for some sort of emotional reaction out of me. And I was like, I'm just confused.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of like that too. Like I'll do something or say something and not understand why anyone's mad at me.
Yeah.
I'm like, you should know my heart. You should know my heart.
You know I'm a good person. Yeah, you know what my intentions are.
I do things that are good for people. I make comedy. I'll just tell everybody.
Jason, you ran over my cat.
Yeah, but I make people laugh at night.
Speaking of relationship, my ex-boyfriend, this has actually happened to me multiple times, and I just never learn. But we were like, we had been hooking up for a long time before we officially started dating. Mm-hmm. And when we were hooking up, I had no expectation of it going anywhere. Like when we started dating, I was like, oh, this is truly a surprise to me that this happened. But for the longest time, like, he was acting weird and mentioning that there was like another girl who like wouldn't, like there was like some lingering issues or something. And so for that reason, like we couldn't be together or something, or like we had to like he was like, oh, my ex is still living in my apartment. And we have to like get a hotel room to hook up or like all this weird stuff. And I truly didn't realize until after we had dated and broken up. And then I was like, oh, I was the other woman in that scenario.
Yeah. I picked that up real quick.
I did it. It truly took me like over a year. And like, it took me like 6 months after we broke up to like
3 days of concentration,
put the math together and be like, okay. And then I was like, I think all of his friends knew and none of them said anything to me. I think probably because it was so obvious. They were like, well, she's got to know. I guess she's just a bad person. It's like, no, I'm just an idiot. And I believe everything I'm told.
Yeah. I tend to believe people the first, like, when I first meet them. Like, I'll give them benefit of the doubt on anything. But as soon as we make it past day two of meeting each other, I'm picking you apart. I was like, I'm making sure everything's where it needs to go.
I'm so out of practice with lying now that, because I did go through a period where I was like, I'm going to be honest about everything. And then people were like, you're sharing too much. Please stop.
That's a rough road to go down.
Yeah. And so now I'm trying to like even it out. But I used to be a really good liar. And then now sometimes I'll get in situations where I'm like, it would be beneficial to lie here. And then I'm just bad at it. And it's always really minor stuff. Mm-hmm. I was at trivia. Like it was like a trivia night at a bar. And we had a group of people there. And then like three more people came than we expected. Mm-hmm. So it was like the group was too big. And the host came over and was like, this is too many people for one group. And I was like, oh, we're two groups. And she was like, what's your group's name? And I just went, it's, you know, I don't remember. It's like, I wrote it down on the paper, not even thinking about it. And then I handed it in. So I like just whatever the extra sheet. And then all of my friends are like, what are you doing? This is the stupidest. They still to this day are like, do you remember that time when you tried to lie to a bartender and it did not work even a little bit, but you just like,
you just hedged
so far that eventually they got bored and left. And my new strategy is just be so bad at lying that they're like, all right, I don't want anything to do with this.
That was enough work for both of us. Here's your drink.
I used to work for this company. It was like a shitty like web video company. It was like a horrible job. It's like a big part of the reason I went on antidepressants in the first place because it was like just horrible. But they hired me to do their social video, and then it was like 6 weeks in between when they offered me a job and my first day at the job because I had to like... Mm-hmm. I was traveling and then I had to like finish up some stuff with my old office. And in that 6 weeks after they had already hired me and like no takesies backsies. Mm-hmm. And when I started, they found out that there was this guy at the company who had been lying to them and they like just lost $6 million.
Oh my God.
And so then it ended up being like a horrible experience and they had no money and like could barely pay me. And like, they were like, okay, you have to make a million social videos. You have no budget or staff. And I was like, what? Okay. But they kept framing it as like, well, yeah, we thought we had all this money. And then the sales guy, Doug, kept being like, I made $1 million on this sale. I made $2 million on this sale. And then one day we looked into it. And it turns out Doug was just lying. He didn't sell anything. And then he left.
They were spending the money that wasn't even there yet.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, that's shitty of Doug. But also like, whose job was it to cash Doug's checks? Like, whose job was it to oversee Doug? Because that's the person who should really be in trouble.
Yeah,
after the first $1 million isn't there, you can't keep blaming Doug for that. Doug is just like, oh shit, this company's stupid. I'm going to get away with this for forever. Amazing. The worst job I ever had, I was a personal trainer for a while, and they made it really seem like yeah, Nicole, you are in good shape. You can, mm-hmm. like, anybody can do this job. It's really great. Yeah. You know, people, like, need a lot of help exercising and stuff. And then what they don't tell you is that it's almost all sales. I went through the entire hiring process and, like, signed my contract and everything. And, like, I was in.
Yeah.
And then on day one, they were like, okay, walk up to people in the gym and try to sell them personal training packages. Oh. Everything you get paid is on commission. And I was like, excuse me?
Wow.
So literally I just had to go up to people at the gym and be like, hey, you seem bad at exercise.
Yeah.
Do you want some personal training? And every time they'd be like, no.
You should have just went up to people and be like, do you want an ass like this?
And then they'd be like, please leave me alone. I'm a man.
And yes, I do. What is the workout? I can't keep my pants up.
And then I'd be like, mostly genetics.
Oh, that's sad. That's sad. I'll never have a butt. I saw this underwear. Like, this is what Facebook Target added me was.
I get so many ads for a company called Big Ass Fans. It's literally like fans for warehouses. It's on all of my social media platforms. It's literally like industrial fans that you can only get if you are like a machine business owner.
That's
and it targets me everywhere.
Oh my God. Are you going to bigassfans.net or .com?
I am going there a lot.
Okay. Well, maybe that's where they got it from. I'm telling you, Google, they search everything. But the one I got was underwear that you put silicone in to make guys have bigger butts.
Oh no.
And
I know that exists for women. I didn't know that men also have it.
Yeah, I didn't either until I saw this. I was like, that is literally like what was on King of the Hill.
Yes, like, yes. I was just going to reference that episode of King of the Hill where you see Hank Hill's butt.
Dude, I swear to God, that's my butt, but wider. That is my
butt.
Just
two legs connected to a back.
And I used to have a butt like when I was in high school and I was like doing squats and stuff and like had weight training every day.
Did you do weight training was it part of high school?
Yeah, as part of high school, is like one of the classes. You could do like PE or you could take weight training or one other thing. And weight training was always like the easiest.
Got
and
it.
Like, I felt like I actually got exercise. Mm-hmm. And so I did that and like, I don't know. I was like in good shape in high school for a little while and had a butt, could keep my pants up. And nowadays I got a belt on no matter what size the pants are.
You gotta get some suspenders.
No, my friend got some suspenders and I could not stand it.
Once you become a suspenders guy,
there's no turning back for that, dude. He's gone. Like, every time I go back, he turns more and more to like a general store manager in the 1850s.
Yeah, it's either that or like ska lead singer. Sometimes this summer, before I moved to LA, I spent like 3 months home in Denver, and sometimes I would run into people who I went to high school with who like graduated my year or even like after me, and I'd be like, you look like a mom who is sending her kids off to college. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. And then there's other people that I went to high school with who I'm like, you look 1,000 times better than me.
Oh, no one off a cliff. No one looks better than me in my high school.
That's because you went to high school in South Carolina?
North Carolina, yeah.
Which fucking Carolina
are
you from?
I'm from North Carolina, but I live near the South Carolina border, so I would go get gas there because it's 30 cents cheaper a gallon.
Okay, you went to high school in North Carolina. Yeah. I went to high school in Colorado where everybody is
beautiful,
good looking.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll go home, and then like the people who got into like the methier parts of Colorado, I'm like, great, I'm doing way better than you. And then I'll see people who are like already like dentists and have homes and like go on like cross-country skiing trips every year and stuff. I'm like, you look fucking 10 years younger than me.
Oh dude,
I'm like right in the middle.
I think I look the best, and I'll tell you why. Because everybody else stayed out in the sun, like with their landscaping businesses.
Oh yeah.
And the women got in tanning beds and stayed out by the pools, and so everybody my age just like looks old as fuck.
Yeah,
just so old. I'll see pictures, I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I definitely, I'm like right in the middle of my graduating class in terms of attractiveness, but I'm so much better looking now than when I was in high school.
Yeah,
because I've had a lot of work done.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, and what'd I used to lie about that, and then I was like, this is stupid.
Oh, what'd you have done?
The biggest thing that I had done was, I've talked about this on another podcast. People are going to listen to me and be like, Nicole has two stories. I had my underbite corrected, and that was like a real like functional break, like dental.
Were you a mouth breather?
I still am a mouth breather.
Okay.
Because they rearranged my face, so now I just like can't breathe the same way that I used to.
Okay.
But I used to have a really bad underbite. I had trouble like eating stuff.
Oh, okay.
And so they fixed that, and that like changed the whole shape of my face. But then I also, my boobs are fake. I've had Botox. I've had.
How old are you? You're like a vampire or something then.
I'm 300 years old. No, I'm 28.
I would believe it.
I'm 28.
You've had work done at 28?
Yeah.
Where'd you put Botox?
In my forehead. It's worn off now. I got to go back in. But it's, you're supposed to start young because then you need less overtime.
Oh, dude, you're doing, I need to do that.
I just bullied you a day.
No, I've been thinking about, Nikki Glaser, like she said this funniest thing at one of her shows about her getting Botox on her forehead and how like that night she just like petted her forehead. It was so smooth. And I just thought that was hysterical. Like
the first time I did it, I didn't do enough.
Yeah.
So the top half of my forehead was really smooth, but I still got weird wrinkles on the lower half of my forehead, and it looked very strange.
Oh my goodness, that's crazy. Yeah. How much does Botox cost?
It's so cheap. It's like, I go in Colorado, so it's probably a little bit cheaper there, but it's like less than $100, and I get it done. Yeah, I get
that's
it done
insane.
Three times a year. Yeah.
Wow. Three times a year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is cosmetic surgery working.
Dude, yeah, this is
I like success stories.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm going to be looking into that. I started noticing like my forehead's like starting to get wrinkly. I think
it's great. What are you talking
about? No, it's just because I don't drink a lot of water. Because like when I drink a lot of water, dude, I have the best skin in the world when I drink water. But if
you gotta drink water. You're drinking water right now.
Yeah, I try to drink water, but just because I've been aging here lately. So I feel like I dry up like a sponge or something.
Did you become more aware of what you look like when you moved to LA?
Oh no, I've always been obsessed with them. Always. No, I'm not acting like LA changed me. Like, no, you just seeing a part of me that's always been there.
Yeah.
I'm not obsessed with the way I look or anything. I just don't want to look gross in pictures, which is taken of me all the time.
That's true. I have never had a picture taken of me doing stand-up that I've liked. Somehow in every picture
of me. Oh, dude, yours
are
hysterical.
They're so bad. It's like shocking. Every time I get pictures back from a show, I'm like, there's no way I look like this.
Yeah. No, when you post them, I'm like, what happened? I was like, this is not the thirst trap that is her Instagram normally.
Yeah. Oh, no.
These
like
are going straight to the stories.
A heavy selection process. Yeah, I'll post the unflattering ones in my stories.
Oh, dude,
but
your stories
those have to disappear.
It's just like you're always like, your mouth is like wide open.
So I guess when I do stand up, I just open my mouth as wide as possible because every picture I get back, I'm like, I look like I'm trying to eat the microphone. So bad.
Oh God, it's so funny. I'm gonna post a bunch of those as like your photos.
Please. It's to the now. I'm like a grown up, but I'm secure in myself, and I can like post those and be like, "This is hilarious."
Yeah.
4 years ago, I would have been like, "This fills me with deep shame, and I can never show these to anybody." But now, after 4 years of looking at like truly like it looks like there's something wrong with me photos, I'm like, whatever, man.
Dude, no, so this one photo from Follow That, I don't know if it's the lighting, but like I had a hat on and like I just look, my face is like sunken in and I have like almost black underneath my eyes. I look just like a fat, sweaty panda bear. And I was just like, I cannot stand this. And then it was just posted everywhere. I was like,
of course.
I can't even like, I was in control of these photos. I could have stopped it, but I didn't. Oh my gosh! But did that that app work for you? The portrait mode?
I couldn't. So for our listeners at home, I was complaining that I don't have portrait mode on my Android, and so Jason sent me an app for it, and I tried to download it, but it just keeps sending me to the LinkedIn app.
What? All right. Well, I downloaded it. I'm gonna take a picture of you.
Oh no! Oh, I'm not wearing makeup.
Wait. It'll turn out fine.
It won't. Wow, we're doing a whole photo shoot here.
Yeah, and I found this app, and some of it, I had an iPhone 6S, and the battery started being like really crap, so I got a Google Pixel, and then I got the Pixel 1, and the Pixel 2 is the one with all the software.
Got it.
And so I found this guy who worked for Google that had that app or whatever, and it like it does it for you.
Those aren't bad.
Yeah.
It's because I put on sunglasses because you can't see half my face.
Let's see. Yeah, that's the good one. Thank
did
you
I so
have
much.
Portrait mode on? Maybe I didn't. No, yeah, portrait mode was not even on those. So this one a process.
Please delete that immediately.
That's the one that's really going on.
Please don't.
You know who you look like in that one? Who was the mom in Mrs. Doubtfire?
Robin Williams?
No, he wasn't the mom. He was Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay. Sally Field.
Sally Field. That's a young Sally Field. And
my skin could not look more pockmarked.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
I got to be honest.
I'm gonna go home and do a mask.
Yeah, I got to be honest. That made me want to do a mask. But yeah, but I don't know. I'll try to find the other one for it.
Yeah, Is this what I do? Do I download this?
Yeah, you
this?
Download that.
See? It keeps sending me to LinkedIn.
Oh, no. It shouldn't. Can you?
When we're off mic, I'm going to
Yeah, when we're off mic, we'll get it. But
this
yeah.
is going to turn into like the tech support podcast.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's what Sean White's is going to be. We talked about like making computers and stuff for
That's
like
great.
The longest time. Mainly because I go through things I get interested in. And I watch a bunch of YouTube videos and I have all this useless knowledge about phones and like computers. And so we just talked for the longest time, and it was so boring that it was like, we have to like redo this because nobody cares. Like literally nobody cares.
That's my big fear whenever whenever I do a podcast, like I've done a podcast circuit, but like even just whenever I'm talking to somebody, I'm like, I have a lot of weird interests that I know a lot of shit about that other people will have no interest in.
No. Like, I just know people are tuning out as soon as I'd be like, should I get the new Galaxy phone? Or, like, I've like, yeah, I know it has a stylus or whatever.
I love when I meet a fellow Android user because my friends with iPhones will not let me hear the end of it.
Oh, it's
that
annoying.
I have an Android. It's,
yeah.
It's truly insane.
I was one of those people. I was one of those people. And
apparently when I text them and it's green,
yeah,
they
that
hate
annoys
it.
Them. That annoys
they
them.
They hate the green text message.
But on my Android, everybody's got their own different color, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Everybody's got their own different color.
What color am I?
Blue. Yours.
I'm like an aquamarine.
I have it on dark mode.
Ooh, spooky.
You're don't.
Green.
Yeah, you don't have Android P yet.
I don't know what that is.
That's the new operating system.
Oh,
you're probably on Oreo.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, yeah, you're on Oreo, and then next one's P.
I always have like whatever the shittiest model phone is because I'm so bad with phones that they just break.
Yeah, this one.
I want to get the Pixel for the next one.
Get the Pixel. You can get the next one. The Pixel 3 comes out in October.
I'm
going
to do that because I still have to pay off this phone anyway. So once this one's paid off, I'm going to.
I would even say this one's fine. The first Pixel is $200. It has the same, almost the same specs as the second one.
Really?
Yeah. And that's the reason I got is because I went to Asheville Comedy Festival, and everybody there that was taking good pictures had a Pixel. And I was like, you had the second Pixel 2? And they're like, no, it's Pixel 1. I was like, holy shit.
Damn.
So I was like, I'm just going to buy
that. Yeah, I want to get that. I got this one because it has like a shatterproof screen, and I'm very
clumsy. Yeah, this does too. It has Gorilla Glass.
Okay,
some
well,
fuck.
Then there's no reason for me to have this weird Motorola.
Yeah. And
I've had the weirdest phones. I used to have a phone that was made by Casio.
Casio?
I had like three different phones that were made by Casio.
Damn.
I had a variety of like weird.
Were you a texter? Like did you have the query keyboard on your old cell phones?
Yeah, I had a bunch of those. I had the BlackBerry Storm, which was like it was the BlackBerry's first touch screen, but it still like clicked.
They still make those. They have a key too.
Did they?
Yeah, they have
Crazy.
One that's called BlackBerry Key 2. I'm like, that's pointless, dude.
Yeah.
Why do you need that? Like, that's just
now
insane.
I use Swipe.
I do that,
and I fucking love it.
I just discovered because I like never had it. It's way better, dude.
It's so good.
I mean, I'm not consistent at words at all in general when I send out texts yet. Like, I'm not that good at it.
It'll learn your texting patterns.
Yeah, so it's learned y'all so
Great.
Far. So that helped a lot. So.
That resolved a lot of my problems.
I also like the Google Assistant.
I like it too. I'm still exploring it. I sort of didn't play with it until
you
all
should
my friends
use it
were
in
like,
your
well,
car.
I have Siri. And then I was like,
Siri sucks.
The fucking whatever this thing is.
Siri never learned my accent. It never learned my accent. And my Google one learned it within
Siri
a day.
Siri is classist.
Yeah, she is. She's like, nah, you shouldn't be touching me.
Yeah.
She's like, you should be a green bubble to me. And but yeah, I don't know. Like, I've been trying to just like not be like a company person. Like, my friend, like, he's very Apple. He works for Apple. And like, when I told him I was getting a Pixel, it was like I was breaking up the friendship. It was like really weird.
The
I was like,
main
who
reason
cares?
I still have it's insane. It's truly insane. The main reason I still have an Apple computer is because I collaborate with videos, we're with people on videos, and just switching like hard drives and like all of that stuff is just like easier for me to have a Mac because all my friends do. But like the second Raleigh, my writing partner, switches to fucking HP or whatever, then I will also.
Yeah, I'm going to build my next editing computer because I'm going to start doing everything through Adobe. And I've been doing everything through Apple's stuff, but
have you been using still Final Draft or Final
Final
Cut?
Yeah, I've been using Final Cut. And
do you use the Final Cut X?
I do because my
it sucks. It's
really
bad.
I don't like
Final Cut Pro 7 is the last Final Cut I use. I use Adobe Premiere now, and I love it.
Well, see, my Final Cut Pro 7 or something like ran out or something, and
I think they finally forced everybody off.
Yeah, yeah. At one point, like I wasn't able to like download it again. They would let me download the new one, so I downloaded a new one. I've been using it, but I don't really care for it.
All the YouTubers I follow still use iMovie. Yeah. And whenever they post videos of them, like on their Instagram, I follow too many YouTube people. But whenever they'll like share an Instagram story of being like almost done with my video edit, and it's in fucking iMovie, I'm like, this looks like a play school computer.
Oh my
like,
gosh.
What are you doing?
Yeah, like you're not. I love watching YouTube people. Mm-hmm. Just I find them so interesting in that like every time I watch, I'm like, they are in their room alone.
Yeah.
I do not have that type of
confidence. I follow some that I really genuinely like, and then there's others that I follow because I'm like, you're such a fucking mess and a weirdo that I can't look away. There was this one girl, I think I've also told this story on another podcast, but whatever. There was this one girl who was living in Colorado, and she went on a 2-day vacation to New Mexico, which if you're not familiar with geography, is literally the next state over. It would be like going, if I went to Nevada for a 2-day vacation. And before she left, she was like, I'm really looking forward to it because I just love to, like, immerse myself in another culture. I was like,
New Mexico.
What are you talking about?
The Santa Ana Casino?
It's like it's an 8-hour drive. Not another culture.
Dude. Yeah. It almost is, though. It's like, it almost, I'll give her this. It almost is because I just went to New Mexico, Santa Ana. Me and my opener went to a Subway. And they said that they weren't accepting cards and only cash. And he was like, oh, well, I don't have it. And they're like, oh, we can't accept cards. And then they said that they couldn't accept cards when he was about to pay for it. So they just gave it to him for free. It's like nobody, there's four people in that Subway. Nobody knew how to charge someone for a sub. It was like insane.
I don't think that's a New Mexico thing. I think I think you entered a parallel universe.
It was weird. That happened. And then I went to the Dollar Tree to get us a couple. I bought him and me some sunglasses and some chips and stuff, and I was waiting in line for the longest time. There's two people in there, and like they couldn't get a cashier there that knew what they were talking about. One cashier would come up and have to call another one to come over.
You went to a town that just switched from the barter system. adopted currency.
It was like everybody there's getting paid minimum wage and doesn't care how the money gets there. Like it was insane. I was like, we got to get out of here, dude.
Were you doing shows at like a casino?
Yeah, I did Santa Ana Star Casino, and then I did there's another casino. End of the Mountain Gods.
Oh.
Yeah. End of the Mountain Gods is the one that's like, it's going to be a rough show. Because every time I've done it, they've told me that there's a host coming and that he's running late, and then the host never shows up.
Sure.
So the first couple of times I did it, I was the feature. So I had to host for 10 minutes, like, you know, just like, hey, be quiet, da, da, da. And then I had to do 30 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And they pretty much quit listening after 15.
Yeah,
you know,
because
like, yeah,
I don't blame them.
No, I was like, the host, they don't even consider them a comic. I was like, you can't do that to me. Then they did it again, and then I went there with my feature act or whatever, and I told them, I was like, they've done this to me every time I've been here, so just so you know, this first one's gonna suck for you big time.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, it won't be that bad or whatever.
And you were like, just wait.
Oh, dude, just wait. He went up there and I Instagrammed him bombing for the entire 30 minutes. I just kept sending them to him in like 10-second
chunks. I love the psychology of that. Like, whenever I see, I don't do, like, I'm not at a point right now where anybody's asking me to do a half-hour set, but whenever I see, like, a comic who, just from the moment that it starts, it's not going anywhere. Or also, like, if you're a fucking NBA player and in, at the end of the first quarter, your team's down by 25 points,
mm-hmm.
and then you just have to continue to do the whole game, even though it's like, why don't we all just go home? Let's save ourselves some time. I love the psychology of like, how do I keep motivating myself to do this thing?
Yeah.
When there, it's like anything that is like meaningless in that way is like, ooh, this is my shit. 100%. Yeah. This is like one of my weird art movies, but in real life.
Yeah, because I'm when I do an hour, sometimes I'll get bored myself, like just because I've told these jokes so many times or something, that I'll like, all right, well, I make sure that I have two new jokes and I put them in places that are going to hurt. And I'm like, I know that I'm like, all right, well, this one's going to, like, I got to make this one work. Uh-huh. And so, like, that makes it exciting for me. It makes me nervous. And then I'm like, oh, and then I can follow on this for a while. And then I'm like, back at it again with this one that's not going to work. But, for the most part, it's just, to me, it's a weird, like, you almost have to be healthy just to talk for that long.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get off stage and I'll be sweating and just, like, out of breath. I'm like, oh, my God, it's like I worked out.
There's this mic here that's on Hyperion and something, I don't remember, but the inside of the bar is really cool. It's like a leather bar, and the stage is like off in the corner, and there's like big chandeliers and stuff. I can't fucking remember the name of it for the life of me.
And it's on Hyperion.
Yeah, I think it's on Hyperion.
It's
over in like Silver Lake.
Oh, okay.
But it's there's no air conditioning in there.
Ooh.
And so you get up on stage. In the winter, it's fine. But in the summer, you get up on stage. And literally, you do 4 minutes at the mic. And everybody gets off stage just, like, dripping in sweat. Like, truly, like, you just got out of, like, a Bikram yoga class. And every single... And then there's, like, nobody in the bar. Because everybody's like, I'll suffocate and die if I stay in here. So it's literally, you're just sweating alone on a stage. With a bartender texting, just like dripping sweat.
Oh, God.
Being like, I guess I'm going to try a new joke. I don't know why.
Dude, anytime I sweat, I'm done. I'm just done. Like, it doesn't matter. No matter what it is, if I start sweating, I'm done with it. I was at Bridgetown before when that was a festival.
Brag.
Dude, this one show. It was the hottest week in Portland. Like, and nobody had AC because it's always so cool.
It's so temperate.
Yeah,
I work in sustainability, one of the California just released a big report about how global warming is going to be a lot worse for California than they initially thought it was going to be. And a big problem is like places, basically anywhere, San Francisco and north, they just are so used to a temperate climate that a lot of places aren't fitted with AC and people are going to die in heat waves and stuff.
Oh, no. I about passed out on stage because they were doing everything they could. God bless them. Like fucking all these big ass fans.net going out there. And I was on stage and I think I was supposed to do 15 minutes or something like that. And maybe 5 minutes in, like they threw me like a solid ice, like water.
Really?
And like I had to pour it down my back and I like blacked out a little bit and came to when the water hit me. It was really weird. I was like, I've never been that hot in my life. Like, we were backstage and they had pizzas and stuff, but like nobody was eating them because they're so hot. It's just like you didn't want to do anything.
Yeah.
I've never I just blacked out.
Yeah.
Like it was like for like a split second, you know, almost like vertigo, I guess.
I'm always too cold, almost always. But if I'm even like 1 degree too hot, I turn into like a giant nightmare baby. Like, how do people live like this? I can't deal with it. I get so fussy.
Oh, dude.
I'm like,
that's why me and you would never work out if we went to Universal Studios together. We'd be the bitchiest people
there.
Well,
I also get so, like, my mom, when she was here, I live with my sister, so my mom comes relatively often because she can visit both of us at once, and my mom and my sister were like, let's go to Universal Studios. Nicole, come on, it'll be fun. And I'm like, I don't like the heat, I don't like crowds, and I get sick on any ride that I go on. So we went, and I just had to stand there and watch them go on rides, and my mom was like, wait, Nicole, we'll find a ride that you won't get sick on, and we'll go on one ride. Oh. And so I had to go on, like, the baby Minions ride, because it's the only thing that I won't throw up on.
Does it spin in circles?
I can't do anything that spins. It's basically like, it's like a carousel, but bigger. And it kind of goes like, there's like little carts.
Oh, okay, I got you.
It's truly a ride for babies. There's no age limit on it.
Yeah, I think I know which one you're talking about, because our county fair had a, it was an earthworm or something.
Yeah,
and
it was exactly like that. And I can do that ride, and at the end of that ride, it's like, cool, I cannot do any more rides. Except for, I do fine with like the log flume. There's never a log flume, because it's just straight up and down.
Yeah.
But anything that involves any amount of like rotation or spinning, my body's just like, nope.
Well, do you opt out like now if you go with your family, do you opt out to just go to the pool area like where all the kids are and like you can just like lay out or something?
We rarely do that. Like my mom wanting to go to Universal Studios is like, who are you? We've never done this kind of thing as a family. But normally if my friends are like, we're going to go to Disney World or whatever, I'll be like, text me when you're done.
Yeah, that's $100.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, $100 for me to stand and look at rides.
It's more than, like, that's just to get in. And then you got to get beer or, like,
it's
whatever.
Like, yeah.
I'm going to have to get, like, 2 or 3 funnel cakes. Like, that's expensive.
Yeah, that's required.
It's expensive. I got to have my breakfast, morning, and dinner funnel cake.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there all day.
There's
$100.
This great theme park in Lakewood, Colorado called Lakeside. And it is, like, a haunted, like, rides could fall apart at any moment kind of theme park. And this may have changed, but it's free to get in. It might be like $5 now or something. But it's like so shitty. And like, there's roller coasters that just don't have seat belts that are like, this for sure should have a seat belt.
Yeah, it goes upside down.
Yeah, this is insane.
You can see where they cut the seat belts out of this thing.
Yeah, to sell for meth money. There's a train that goes around a lake that I think they fixed it, but at least when I was 16, and I was a very sheltered 16-year-old, even when I was 16, I was like, they for sure make meth in that building. It's like 20 feet away from
the
this
roller,
train.
Yeah. The train goes to the meth building. That's how they get to work. Yeah, there's a place. I've been doing a lot of casino shows, and I was doing this other casino show, and I passed a place called Santa Land, and it was closed. But it was the creepiest. It was just like that, except it was Santa themed. Like
that's
the North
Pole.
It was
awesome.
Terrifying, dude. If you ever go back to Asheville, because it was on the way to Cherokee, it's called Santa Land, and it is terrifying, dude. I want to do some kind of horror movie there, like just a YouTube thing.
I will absolutely do that with you.
Yeah. All right, let's plan a trip to Asheville. We'll go to the Biltmore House and do that.
When I did that festival, I was like, this is the best week
of
my life.
I love Asheville so much. It's like one of my favorite places.
But they made a movie at Disney World, right? Where they just sort of secretly filmed it. It's like a horror movie or a thriller or something at Disney World. We could easily do it at Santa Land.
Oh, dude, nobody's at Santa Land. There's 4 or 5 motels. Like, motels, dude. Like, fucking parking lot is in your living room. And nobody's at any of them.
Yeah.
I just want to go steal all the neon lights. I want to steal everything there.
I'm 1,000% in.
Oh, I want to do so much stuff. We just go up there and like take a gun with us maybe, because there's definitely going to be some zombies once we get up there. There's no telling. Like, those mountain people look like zombies. They have to.
Yeah.
But, well, I think that's a good plan. We didn't really do much lies. But
we didn't.
We should. I'll have you back, and we'll talk about more.
Okay, great. Wait, should we do 3 truths and a lie real quick?
All right. Yeah. Let's do that. So, am I telling 3 truths?
I think let's each of us tell, or it's 2 truths and a lie. You say
three sentences.
Come on, rule of three. Okay. Well, this is why I don't get booked more, because I don't know basics of comedy.
I have a UCB improv book if you want it.
I think I already have it. Yeah, I have it. I think this would have been a great book for me to have when I was 16 and I didn't know what improv was. But now that I've paid literally thousands of dollars for all of their classes, I'm like, this is just the book version of what you've already told me in person.
Honestly, I thought about taking improv just because I was like, you know, you can never be too sharp. And then I watched this. I was like, I don't think they're too sharp. Like, this. I was like, I read the book and I was like, yeah, I got it.
I hate it when stand-up comics like just shit on improv when I'm like, I've seen you try to like do act outs and you can't do it. But it is really true, like the best of the best improv is like the hardest I've ever laughed at anything in my life, and everything else, all of the like bar improv shows I've ever seen have been like, what am I doing?
What
choices led me here?
I think what helps with stand-up with improv is just looking like an idiot and not and being okay with it.
Yeah.
Like, that's all it is.
Yeah.
It's just, like, being comfortable on stage. I feel like that's the only thing improv can teach you, really.
Yeah.
I feel like you kind of have to have your own improv skills in a little bit. Like, it's kind of hard to learn.
I mean, there's definitely... I think I've seen people get, like, way, way better at improv. Yeah. But I've also known people where from the first day, it's like, you know what? This is just never going to be for you.
I've seen stand-ups like that, for sure. I've had people ask me advice, and I'm like, oh, just ask me at 5 years or something.
Yeah.
And then I was like, because you probably won't be doing it by then.
Yeah.
You just got to wait out people, basically. I feel like if people you don't like people, just wait a couple of years. They won't be in the community anymore.
Yeah.
So
it's a war of attrition. Yeah. Okay. Two truths and a lie.
Okay.
You go.
Okay. I sold my car and went to Cambodia.
Okay.
When I was 16 years old.
Okay.
Okay.
You have to do two. You have
I
to.
I gotta do,
do
two more.
Is that the lie?
No, I'm doing two truths and a lie. But I thought you were going to do one, and then I do one. And
oh,
then.
I see. I see. Okay, great. Well, now I already know that's not a lie.
Okay. How do you know it's not a lie?
Because you just said it.
No,
I just said, "Is that the lie?" And you said, "No."
No. I was saying that's how I was explaining what was doing. I was like, "No." I'm telling my three, and then you tell your three. So that could be a lie.
Got it. Okay.
It's a lie.
No. When I was in high school, one of my friends brought a gun to school, and he got in big trouble for it. But they didn't want to, like, because I'm from Colorado, so that's where Columbine happened. So they didn't want, they didn't, they were just like, just we know you're not going to shoot anybody. Just stop being a dumb teenage idiot and just take it home.
What was it again?
It was when I went to high school, somebody brought a gun to school.
Oh, they brought a gun. They told you not to be an idiot and go home.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like that's a lie. Is that a lie?
Are we doing it now? Or are we
saying
it at the end?
We can wait till the end.
Okay,
yeah, I'm
great.
Just getting too excited.
I know. All right.
Okay. So this happened one summer. Mm-hmm. We built an in-ground pool in our backyard.
Uh-huh.
And we did that by digging a hole and putting the above-ground pool underground.
Great. Okay.
And so what it did was made a muddy mess out of everything. You couldn't get in and out of the pool without being covered in mud. Mm-hmm. Because, like, the water's there, the fat bellies are there, it's mud.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I'm out there, and I had to shit. And so I started climbing out, and I kept slipping in the mud. And I didn't think I was going to make it to the house. And so I pulled my mom's wheelbarrow that she had from planting flowers earlier, and I shit in the wheelbarrow. And then I forgot about it.
Great.
And I got back in the pool, kept drinking and stuff. And then I go back inside, and it's like 2 or 3 days later or something. My mom comes in, and it was me and my friend Josh were there. And she's like, "Which one of you shit in my wheelbarrow?"
Okay.
Because it had dried, and so we had to go out there, and I had to squirt it off, like clean it off.
You had to squirt your own shit out of a wheelbarrow. Okay.
Yeah, own human shit out of a wheelbarrow.
Okay, a few weeks ago, I was on one of those bird scooters, I scooted through a red light, and the cops straight up, I didn't see that there was a cop there, and he straight up pulled on his sirens. And tried to chase me down. And I was like, fuck it, I'm on a bird scooter. And I like dived up an alleyway, and it was truly like the world's lamest, like high speed chase where I was like trying to avoid getting a ticket on a goddamn
just
bird
paddling
scooter.
Faster.
Yeah. Well, they're motorized.
Well,
so
I know they're
like,
okay. I don't know about bird scooters that much, cause I know they're motorized, but don't you have to kickstart them or something? Why do I see people kicking them? Like they have to start
they're,
them?
They're a little confusing to start.
Oh, okay.
And so people are like, do I push it or what? But you have to like fuss with it a little bit to get it to start. But it was like, and it took me like 20 minutes, but I did eventually, I think the cops just lost interest or I successfully evaded them
by
going on a one-way street the wrong way and then like diving into an alleyway, which is truly the lamest I ran away from the police story of all time.
Yeah, I've ran away from the police a lot, but I ran away from one of my neighbors here because like they were in the middle of the road. And
is this the third two truths and a lie?
This is the third one.
Okay.
Just because yours reminded me of it.
Okay.
And so they were sitting in the middle of the road, and I honked my horn.
Uh-huh.
Like just like get out of the middle of the road. And I went around them. they turned around and like tried to ram me at this other stoplight. And I saw them coming. I was like, they're trying to ram me. So I just went down this other street and like they kept trying to like ram me, and my girlfriend's in the car. I'm like, holy shit, what am I supposed to do? So I ran from them like I was speeding in my car and like made it out into the front of the police station down here. Mm-hmm. And like they left. But it was like the most unhinged reaction to someone honking. I was like, I'll never honk again.
Okay. So those are your three. So, yeah. I need one more. When I was working for one of the sports websites, we did a series of comedy videos with athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, it was sponsored by Geico. And one of the parody videos was like, somehow we had the athlete in question like be in a drunk driving accident or something.
Yeah.
And Geico came in and threatened to sue Sports Illustrated and was like, if you run this, we will destroy your magazine.
Wow.
Those are my three.
Well, the third one, you said magazine, and those pretty much don't exist anymore. So that either had to happen a long time ago or it's a lie.
Okay.
I won't say it's the truth.
Okay.
The last one was the truth?
Last one's the truth.
Okay. And the first one was?
This kid that I know brought a gun to school, and they just didn't want to deal with it.
I think that's a lie.
You're right. That's the lie.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was like, I'm pretty sure right after 9/11, they just weren't ushering people in with their shoes on.
Fair. I do know lots of people who I'm pretty sure did bring guns to school. Oh, I think they just never got caught.
I think I remember seeing a kid like have a gun in his locker, and it just wasn't a thing.
It's all of these dumb kids who are like, I'm into hunting. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all like people who are into hunting that I'm like, you're not even a real redneck. You like you live in my subdivision. Your dad's a surgeon.
You
like
wear
chill out. Yeah. Like,
what are you
talking? Okay. So I think your fake your three were the horn honking chase, shitting in a wheelbarrow after the above ground underground pool situation. Yeah. And what was the first one?
What was the first one? I forgot. Maybe we shouldn't have done that. Oh, I sold my car and
went to Cambodia.
Yeah.
See, this is tricky. So the second one, you said that you were building a below ground pool, and I listened to your episode with Maggie you said that nobody in the South has in-ground pools. You're supposed to be like if you have an in-ground pool, you're like fucking rich. And I that is what leads me to believe that one is the lie.
Damn, you're right.
That
was a lie, but it did happen. It happened to my friend Josh, and I was there when his mom.
That's the best kind of lie, when it's almost the truth. It just didn't happen to you.
It's the hardest I ever laughed because, like, I was sitting in the living room when his mom came in and asked him if he shit in the wheelbarrow, and she was mighty upset. And me and him just died laughing, and he like had to tell me this whole story about how he shit
in the
wheelbarrow.
There's so many funny things about that story. One of which is obviously putting an above ground pool underground baseline. Funny.
Dude, these guys are the most redneck. I don't have to like have them on the podcast one day, but they were like my friends in high school. They were both like these very big guys, and they lived out in the woods and like in this like just out in the boonies pretty much. And they lived with their dad, and they would just do stuff. Like, we'd have bonfires and stuff all the time. There were cops always, like, drinking and stuff out there. And one of the
real
things,
S-Town shit.
Yeah, pretty much. And they did that one day, and my parents always thought that was the funniest thing, that they were that redneck that they put a above-ground pool in there and that they actually used it. And then one day, they they dug a hole from their house to just a random place in the woods so that they could crawl under their house and go all the way to the woods like they were smuggling moonshine or something.
That's insane.
Yeah, and it's incredibly dangerous.
Yeah.
Like
they could have caved in on them at any point.
They were 300 pounds if they were skinny, you know? Like, if they were at their best, they were 300 pounds. These are not small guys, but they did so much stuff that you're like, where do they get the energy? Where do they get the energy?
To bore a hole underneath the woods.
Not just a tunnel. A series of tunnels. Like, it forked at one point. One was a fake tunnel. And one went to the little house thing they built outside that's made out of sticks. They just did shit like that all the time. And their place was haunted. And this happened one time. They had, like, a... a bunch of bunk beds. Like, people would get drunk and just stay there and stuff. And I stayed there one night, and I woke up one morning, and the door of the bathroom was just slamming as hard as it could. And, like, we turned on the light, and it was slamming as hard as it could. And it's like a cheap plywood-type door, but it was slamming like a hardwood oak. It was, like, insane.
Was it, like, windy, or was it just...
No. It was humid as fuck, and it was just going... Like, I tried to get up and, like, see if there's fishing lines where they were, like, trying to catch me. Nothing. And we were all freaked out. And then they put a crucifix on it, and they said that that's... It kept doing that, like, for, like, a month or something, randomly. And then they put a crucifix on it with Jesus on it, and they said it stopped.
That's probably just because the weight of the crucifix rebalanced the door.
But here's the
thing.
The Jesus disappeared. They said the Jesus just disappeared off the cross.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe it either. But I do believe that door, they did something to that door to fool me into thinking it. Like,
I believe that,
figure out what they did, but I know if they will drill a fucking... 600 pounds worth of men drilling underneath their house, they're making that door open and slam. Like, they're ingenious.
I just don't understand why they built the tunnel.
No reason.
They just didn't want to walk outside.
No, dude, they wanted a better reason to walk outside. Like, they were just they were just bored. They wanted a better way. They were just bored, and that's what, like,
that's
drew
amazing.
Me to that house. I'm like, there's always something going on here.
Yeah.
Like, there's a pool underground. There's always some kind of project. Like, they found a bunch of bricks, and they're making, like, a fire pit now. Like, it's always weird stuff falling off trucks.
That's not that weird. Being like, oh, free bricks, we should make a fire pit, is a far cry from being like, let's dig a tunnel from our house to the woods.
Yeah, but you should have seen their fire pit. This fire pit was probably 5 foot in the ground.
Oh, my God.
Like, it was insane. They were putting trunks of trees in there. Like, it was insane. Like, those fires would burn for days. Like, they never did anything half... They did everything half-assed, but they did it in a grandiose way.
But the whole-ass version was so amazing. Yeah. It's a real, like, shoot for the moon so you land amongst the stars scenario.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so funny. But, yeah, we'll have you on, and we'll talk about lies again.
Great.
This is great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nicole, everybody.
Bye.